The Republican leadership has been trying to stop Donald Trump, and in Wisconsin's upcoming Republican primary, they may succeed, at least in that key state. Polls show Ted Cruz leading Donald Trump, a complete flip in the polls since last month. NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne reports from Waukesha.
The Cruz and Trump campaigns have engaged in ugly political combat in Wisconsin. There have been personal attacks back and forth, Trump attacking Cruz's wife Heidi in retaliation for an ad on social media from a super PAC supporting Cruz. It featured a risque photo of Trump's wife Melania from years ago, and so it went. Through it all, Cruz has surged in polls in the state, and sometimes amid all the vitriol, his typical jabs at Trump during his stump speeches seem gentle by comparison.
You know, it's easy to talk about making America great again. You can even print that on a baseball cap.
And lines like that are paired with biting comments about President Obama and this on his recent trip to Cuba.
You know, just last week we saw a horrific terror attack in Brussels. And I have to say it was very inconvenient for President Obama. After all, he was at a baseball game with the Castros.
Cruz has been working Wisconsin the same way he did Iowa, a state he won back in February, by going everywhere, rural areas and cities, with big speeches in classic old theaters and small meet and greets in small town diners. And there was a big endorsement this week from former GOP presidential hopeful Scott Walker. The Wisconsin governor made the announcement on local talk radio powerhouse WTMJ.
We don't need the national media to tell us who the front runner is. We want to pick the person that we think is right, the person that we think is best for Wisconsin.
Cruz is also getting a boost from outside groups that are part of the Stop Trump movement. The Conservative Club for Growth is running this TV ad statewide aimed at those considering a vote for Ohio Governor John Kasich. The spot features chalkboard-style graphics.
Only Ted Cruz can beat Donald Trump. John Kasich can't do it. The math won't work.
Wisconsin's 42 delegates are awarded mostly by who wins each congressional district. Then a big chunk goes to the winner of the entire state. Marquette University Law School pollster Charles Franklin notes that Trump was long the front runner here, but he adds that candidates now departed once combined for 30%. So, with Marco Rubio, Ben Carson, and Jeb Bush gone, Franklin says,
the question was no longer who's your favorite candidate, it's of the ones that are left, who are you going to go to?
So far, it appears the answer for more and more Republicans in Wisconsin is Ted Cruz, with the full weekend of campaigning ahead before the state votes on Tuesday. Don Gagne, NPR News, Waukesha.